Well, the idea seems simple enough. An app to learn more about mobile users' habits, what websites they visit, what they shop for on Amazon, and the like. Well, except that the way Facebook went about fishing for our data, which blew up this week when it was revealed that the social network did an end run around Apple's policies, it wasn't kosher. Apple kicked Facebook out. It did the same thing with Google this week as well. But that's another story. More on both in a minute. Jefferson Graham here, Talking Tech, the weekend edition, where we look at some of the big stories from the week. Now, remember that Apple and Facebook have a totally different way of looking at our information. Facebook appears to covet every morsel it can gather about us as a way of selling targeted advertising. Apple says it doesn't want to know and makes a big deal of saying that it doesn't monitor your keystrokes on the iPhone, Siri searches, or mapping routes. Every Apple product is designed from the ground up to protect that information, the company says. Facebook, of course, sucks up our data every time we like a photo, comment on a post, share a life event, buy an item through its marketplace, reach out to friends far and wide on Messenger. So I wondered, what would a Facebook look like if it adhered to the strict pro-privacy policy of Apple? Could there even be a social network at all? Yes, but it would be different, argues Bennett Cyphers. He's a staff technologist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation Advocacy Group. I spoke to him this week a few times, and he says the network would still be hungry for your data, but it would ask permission first and be less greedy. Now, the two sides of the story. One, Tim Cook, Apple CEO, he says, you are not our product, you are our customer. Okay? In the Wall Street Journal, Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg said that users want relevant ads, and to make them so, we need to understand their interests. So based on what pages people like, what they click on, and other signals, we create categories and then charge advertisers to show ads to that category. He also said that users have control over what kind of information is being shown to us, and that we can block any advertiser from reaching you. Ha! Did you hear that? Who has blocked any advertisers that is out there listening right now? Because I know that I've clicked every button on Facebook to stop advertisers from tracking me, and I've got a good news, bad news. Now, I did kill the relevant ads, but I still have non-relevant advertisers who are all over me. Auto dealers from Wisconsin, Arkansas, and Colorado, along with a chiropractor in Corona, which is about an hour from my home. I think everybody knows that I live in the South Bay area near Los Angeles. I click the buttons in the security settings to keep out the snoopers. Most people, I believe, don't. And despite the headlines of the past year about hacks and other ills, Facebook has more users and made more money than a year ago, it revealed this week in its earnings report. Ciphers of the Electronic Frontier Foundation insist that in a retooled, less data-thirsty Facebook, users could still go to their newsfeed, see posts from friends, with ads based on their travels and interests. Facebook just doesn't have to keep tracking you when you leave the social network via what's called a pixel code that's on over 2 million websites. It's through that pixel code that when you shop for something on Amazon without buying it, voila, you see an ad for it within minutes on Facebook. Or you stop by a local big box grocer, buy something and hand over your loyalty card, and then get pinged with an ad from the grocer when you turn on Facebook again. Because even if you're not on Facebook, they still know what you're doing. So does Google. Every time you search for something, Google notes your interest, demographic, and location. When you sign in to watch YouTube and it autoplays videos based on your viewing history, it only got that information because you gave it to Google. Ditto, of course, for using Google Maps, Trips, and other Google apps that track you. So is Apple really clean? Well, GPS on iPhones will track our every move, even if Apple insists it doesn't hold on to the information. This week, Apple had its own privacy flap when it was discovered that a bug in the FaceTime video calling system could listen in on the caller before the call was even accepted. Apple apologized, pulled down the feature, and says it will return Monday, working like it's supposed to via a software update. Now, beyond its short-term bans on internal apps, Apple could certainly go further and ban data-collecting apps like Facebook, Instagram, and Google off the iPhone altogether. It could dump Google as the built-in search engine for the Safari browser on the iPhone. Now, wouldn't that make a statement? I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. What are your thoughts about all this? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You can find Talking Tech wherever you listen to fine online audio. Please subscribe. Please like us on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.